Blog Talk Radio.
Another blessing. Amen, amen. Sorry for the delay, but God is good anyway. God is most definitely good. Amen, amen. This is your host, Elder QT Dodd. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. Lord knows it is the truth. Oh, God is just so good. Ooh, we, another blessing. How have God blessed you? How have you been a blessing to someone else? We're talking about, ooh, we, another blessing. I was, today, this week, I was just contemplating on what I should talk about today. But, however, I was looking at pictures of my family, my sons. And then I saw a picture of Brother Dave and his daughter and his son. And that just touched my heart, you know, father and, you know, the things that he's doing. And then I looked at my sons, and I looked at my nephews and my niece, just a picture of all of my nephews and nieces and their friends. And I'm saying, ooh, we, another blessing, how God has blessed me to know these people, how God has blessed me so much. It has just been another blessing. Ooh, we, another blessing. I mean, I've been blessed by so many people. You know, my sister Rachel blessed us so much. My brother has blessed us, and we just have been blessed by friends. We just been blessed, you know, by just every corner we turn, we know that God is blessing us, and we thank God for that. That we can be a blessing to someone because we are blessed. We are most definitely being a blessing to someone. That's one of the reasons why this internet radio and streaming live that we have going through our development institute is helping others to trying to bless others to birth out their talent, to birth out what is in them. Another blessing. As we bless others, we're trying to be a blessing. Before I get started, I just want you to ask yourself, do you really know what the word blessing means? I mean, we use the word blessing every day, like, I'm so blessed. Have a blessed day. God has really blessed me. Bless you when someone sneezes. I mean, do we really know what the word blessing means? We use the word blessing so much that it becomes just another word to us. Well, I'm a Christian, right? What does blessing mean to God? In the book of Genesis alone, blessing or blessed is mentioned over 30 times. So with what we have learned before, it must be important. I want to read to you the word blessing from several Bible dictionary and commentaries and what they say it means. Briefly, it's the act or words of one that blesses, approval, encouragement, a thing that conduceth to happiness or welfare, grace said at mealtimes. In Baker's Encyclopedia of the Bible, it says, pronouncement of the favor of God upon an assembled congregation, worship service, especially observance of Holy Communion. In Eastern Orthodox, Roman Catholic, and mostly Protestant churches, usually end with a blessing spoken by the senior clergy. This pronouncement, blessing, is in the Roman Catholic Church, and it is also used as a benediction. The blessing is based upon the widespread biblical precedent, as we said, blessing. You know, as we give the benediction, we say blessing. We usually raise our hands and sometimes makes the sign of a cross. Depends on what denomination you're in. The term blessing is also applied to thanksgiving for food and drink. Blessing is the common word in the Old Testament for God doing something favorable to someone or something. Are we doing something favorable for someone or something? I mean, are we being a blessing? Or are we just lip service? Are we being a blessing to someone from our heart? Or are we just saying that to make ourselves look good, to shine bright? Another blessing. So now let's take a little bit of understanding. I want to just give a little bit of understanding of what blessing is according to the books. But remember, my question still remains. It says, what does it mean to God? What does blessing mean to God? In Genesis 12, it says, the Lord said to Abram, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. Blessing in the Bible comes in many forms. In the first creation story in Genesis 1, God created the great sea creatures, the fish and the birds, then blessed them all. Later in Genesis, Jacob and Esau have a bitter fight over their father's blessing. Well, we can't do that now. Just think, our fight would be over his wallet, over his inheritance, over something that he left behind when he dies. But that's not his blessing. In the book of Ruth, Naomi calls for the Lord to bless Boaz. The psalmist cry, blessed are those who walk in the light of the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, and blessed are those who seek God's justice. Blessing are an important part of the biblical narrative. Amen. Ooh, we, another blessing. And as I said earlier, the word blessing will come up fairly often in everyday interaction. But why do we say it? Better yet, what do we mean by it? Another common blessing related to interaction in our country occurs on the telephone, or perhaps at the supermarket checkout line. Maybe you have had a casual conversation with a stranger, which closes the conversation with the phrase, goodbye, have a blessed day. sometimes even in the South, especially one might say simple, hello, how are you? And in the response, we always say, I'm blessed. With it, often as we use it, do we have God's blessing? Figure out. Sometimes I think blessing have become more of a verbal phenomena than a theological one. The words have a blessed day at the end of the phone conversation may be spoken in true faith, or they may be an unconsidered old habit, just tradition, listening to others. Amen. But listen to how God says it. God said to Abraham, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. Now, we don't know much about Abram's life before God's call and blessing of Abram found in Genesis chapter 12. The text says, Abram was the son of Terah, husband of Sarah, and had no children. We do know that having children was very important in Abram's lifetime, as they would provide for their children, like we provide for our family, care for their parents at their old age, and carry on the bloodline. We know that Abram was 75 years old, and when he received God's call, that's letting you know you're not too old to be blessed. Amen? But that's about all we know about Abram. Now, let that be a reminder to all of us who think we are, as I said, too old to do God's work. Called a 75-year-old man to leave his homeland and bring about God's covenant people, it doesn't matter what age you are. You can be 5 to 75. God has work for you to do. God has work for you to do. Amen. I imagine Abram sitting in a tent somewhere in the desert, content in his old age, having a cup of tea and some shortbread when God burst through the ceiling of the tent. Abram, hey, dude, pack your bag. We're going on a trip. Tell Sarah that with you, take her with you. It'll be a long journey, but I think you'll find the compensation package suitably rewarding. You may as well pack everything you own since you're never coming back. Oh, man. I'm telling you, you know, Abraham said, you know, where I'm going, Lord, you know, it's cool, Lord, probably said, stick with me. You know, the nation of the earth will call you blessed. Now, Abraham, you know, obviously was shell-shocked, couldn't figure out anything else to do, then pack his bag and get going. Abraham calls, and blessing from God was a big one. Big enough to be remembered for all eternity. But God is still calling and blessing today. Maybe God's not breaking down the roof of your tent, speaking directly to you and describing the future. But God blesses still. He still blesses you. He's blessing your family. He's blessing your job. He's blessing your everyday walk. God is blessing you. Amen. God is blessing you. God is just so good. God is just blessing you. Oh, my Lord. Look at our vocational Bible school and how many children were taught the good news of the gospel. Think how many meals on family days were shared in fellowship. Think how many hymns were sung to the glory of God. Think of the many ways God will bless this church in the future. And no, God is still blessing still. God is in the blessing business today. We have to realize that God is blessing us. He's ordering our steps. He's blessing us. Every move we make, every breath we take. Amen. God is blessing us. Amen. God is in the blessing business. Mm-mm-mm. It's that phrase that we always use, that we use in worship, choose a different. You know, we always said, I will make, God said, and that I will make, said to Abram, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. So what he's saying is, so he will be a blessing to others. And that's what we have to follow. God is blessing us. Let us be a blessing to someone else. Let's be a blessing. Amen. Ooh-wee. What a blessing. Oh, it's you will be a blessing. That stands out by itself. We know that. Blessing someone, something. Rather than, you know, it's just like something that we enacted. It's embodied. You know, same thing God tell Abram, be a blessing. I'm blessing you. I want you to be a blessing to someone. Amen. Be a blessing. Blessing to the people that we be around. Blessing to the people that we talk to. Blessing to the people that we work with. Blessing to the people in the community. Blessing to the people that walk by. Be a blessing. God said to Abraham, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. So God is doing so much for us, so we will be a blessing. Kingdom Builders International Institute is being a blessing to someone. We are being a blessing to others. Amen. Far too often we switch that order around. We think that God is blessing because God is blessing us. Well, what actually is happening is that we're neglecting our call to be a blessing to others. We take it for granted. God doesn't tell Abraham, be blessed, sit in your tent and drink your tea. But he said, be a blessing. Pack your bags. Forget your pension. Forget the land you have occupied. I have prepared another place for you. I want you to be a blessing to someone else. Amen. We're talking about who we, another blessing. Are we willing to follow after God's blessing? I have learned and I'm still learning. In order to be blessed, we must first be a blessing. But how? Believe it or not, God is pouring out blessing on us like rain. But since we are not tuned into God, we miss most of them. For example, it's easy to sit back and thank God for our blessing, especially when they are material things. You know, and most of us love material things. We can thank God for the blessing of our warm houses. Yes, we got a nice warm house. We have a roof over our head. We have water, electric, and all the other good amenities. And that's a good thing to do. We can thank God for blessing our family. That's also a good thing. We can thank God for the blessing of our friends, for a strong church, for a loving town, for a well-to-do. But the call of God doesn't stop there. As we see with Abram, God was blessed. Abram was blessed. Didn't hit the road. Sure, the blessing may have sounded nice at the time, but I'm sure it wasn't comfortable leaving one's country, kindred, and father house to move to an unknown land, leaving your friends behind. Amen. I'm quite sure Abram probably said to himself, because in the Bible it doesn't say that he responded. Abram just took up his bags and left. Can you imagine that? What Abram must have said to himself? And he probably said, Lord, man, I'm 75 years old. And I have no children. You know, how will my family be blessed? You know, God will make a great name, make my name great. How? You know, the only great thing I have coming, being 75 years old, is death. But God has something else in mind for Abram. You know the story. God brought Abram and Sarah through the famine. God established a covenant with Abram and promised to give his descendant much land. God gave him a new name, Abraham, and his wife, God called Sarah, and blessed him with a son in his old age. God is just so good. Blessing come in many forms. God has blessed you all with many different gifts in many different ways for many different purposes. But what is not different, what is sure and certain beyond any doubt is that God has blessed you, for you belong to God. Amen. You belong to God. God calls Abram. There are no conditions. Did you notice that? He didn't give any conditions when he called Abram. He just said, if you do this, then I'll bless you. God doesn't even say, I'll bless you now, but you better watch it. If you screw it up, I'll take it all away. No, God didn't say that. God said, the Lord called, and blessing of Abram is unconditional, unbreakable, along with us to be God's blessing. Amen. Amen. We are called to be Christ-like, and Christ was a blessing to the world. Amen. And if you are to call yourself a Christian, which we know means to be Christ-like, then what are we doing to be a blessing to others? We have a hard time seeing the big picture because our bucket is too small and God only gives what our bucket will hold. We need to pour out our blessing on others so we can get more blessings. The more we pour, the bigger our buckets need to be. How big is your bucket today? Are you pouring out your blessing on others, or are you keeping them for yourself? Have you given yourself completely over to Christ so you can receive your blessing? As we give this invitation, it can mean many things. Ask yourself, what's holding you back? What's holding you back from all of God's blessing? Amen. God is just so good. What is holding you back? As I close, I'm just asking for those that's on the listening line here. If you don't have a church home, find a good Bible-based church. You know, go to the Lord. I mean, ask him. I mean, just confess. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, just say, Lord, you know, I believe in you, and I know you was raised from the dead, and I believe in everything that you're doing, and God, just, you know, I want to surrender all to you. I want to give it all to you, dear Lord. You know, if you, and I believe in your words. So, you know, it doesn't take much just to talk to God on a level playing field so that he can understand, and just let him know that you want to be part of his family. Amen. God is good, and he's good all the time. And his mercy endure forever. Amen. As I close, just be a blessing to someone today. Amen. Be a blessing. And God knows that if we are blessed, and as he blessed us, let us be a blessing to someone. Let us just grab our bootstrap and let's be the great blessing to someone that we care as much as we can, to do as much as we can. Amen. Ooh-wee, what a blessing. Have a blessed day. Amen.
My way, I could have been dead in some Another blessing. Another blessing.